Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Say it again. Give it to him again. No?
J. Anthony Brown. He's in South Carolina.
He was there yesterday.
For Memorial Day.
He worked there yesterday.
All right. Okay. All right. It's a good day for the Warrior fans like me, huh? All right. Man.
Wow.
Oh, you didn't hear?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
no.
I climbed on the Golden State Warriors bandwagon late in the third quarter last night. I just want to be happy. I couldn't suffer with you, Oklahoma. I mean, I saw, you know.
I was really hoping they would do it.
I was hoping too, but hey, it looked like I knew in the third quarter that wasn't going to happen, and I'm just trying to be happy. I'm not trying to be sad. You know? So I climbed. I changed bandwagons. Went on Golden State's bandwagon late in the third quarter,
and yeah, I'm rode happy. It all the way.
I rode all the way. Here I am. Yeah, and I'm still predicting that Cleveland will win in the finals.
Yeah.
No, I haven't wavered on that at all.
Yet.
But that's all I promise you. I haven't wavered on that yet.
And you haven't wavered because
it's gone.
Because things.
No problem, Cleveland. No problem. Yeah. Yeah.
But it is.
Yeah, it's Golden State. Okay. Golden State, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Man, shoots those threes like.
Man, like nobody's business.
Like the layups.
I'm telling you.
He shoots something like the layups.
Really?
Did you see that one he hit from the top of the glass? I mean, the tippity top of the glass.
I think he was in Sacramento.
He threw that up. Oh, my.
Man. He is amazing. That Steph Curry is one amazing man. He really is. And it's going to be a repeat, and you're calling it?
Yeah, Cleveland.
Okay.
Cleveland. Yeah, I've been saying Cleveland since the start of the season.
Yeah, tape rolling, David.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Okay.
No problem. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, Cleveland.
You
Everything's
got
good.
Got this.
Everything's good. Okay. Man. How was your weekend? Everybody had fun? You have fun?
Had a good weekend.
Get caught up in traffic or airline?
Actually, you know what?
Airline delays?
I was in the airport over the weekend and didn't have a minute's problem.
Really?
Every TSA, they had so many TSA people working.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had to work, huh?
Oh, my gosh. They had so many TSA personnel working in the big airports that there was not a hint of a delay for me.
Oh,
I walked right through it. It was good. And I checked luggage. Although, I must say, at some point, we have to stop working.
What do you mean? Have to stop working.
At an age or a mind when you're just, I really admire that people reach a certain age and say, I'm not gonna quit.
But they're too old to work, Sib.
Tom.
Sib, what did he do?
This man was so dear. He was so sweet. He had to be 102.
And
he was just, you remember the character that Tim Conway used to play on Carol Burnett, the
Mrs. Wiggins.
Well, there was one he walked real slow. Mr. Tutball, thank you, Ross. And he moved slower than this character. And he's like, now let me have your ID, your my identification, your license, your. So we went through this, and his partner off to the side is like, she's in a hurry, come on, let's move it. And he was not moving at all. I had a box because I was going for a graduation, and so I had a box with the gifts in it for birthdays and graduations. And I was checking it. He wanted to find out what was in the box. And I told him. He said, so he put the box down. And he said, what's in the box? And I told him again. What's in the box? And his partner said, she told you. It's a bag. There's some DVDs. And there's some games. He was... So finally, I said, I need my driver's license. I gave you a driver's license. No, you didn't give me my driver's license. We went through this. At this point, you just need to say, somebody needed to say to him, Papa, stay home. We got you. Somebody in that man's family, he's really sweet. Aww. Just a really sweet man. But somebody needs to say, Papa, please don't. So if you know Papa and you know who I'm talking about, working at Love Field, let Papa stay home.
Okay.
But I got no complaints. I got waylaid by the weather. We landed in Oklahoma City Sunday night, but
I had a Memorial Day with a purpose.
Yes, you did.
Yes. The Time Jordan Foundation took HBCU presidents down to Cuba, and on an education visa, where the Cuban government was telling our university presidents how they get it done, mm-hmm. and their system, and trying to do some business.
So did you go with them to any of the visits with the educational personnel? And
I only went to one, and it was quite interesting. It's quite interesting, and they've been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm. PWI schools coming down there all the time and doing exchange and doing business, mm-hmm. doing business with Cuba. And Killer found out about it, so he said, well, why not do this for HBCUs too? Mm-hmm. So it's going on. It's still going on.
And did you were you one of those schools where Cuban students, Tuskegee, came and studied at Tuskegee? Because I was having a conversation about, Cuban students do, coming over, and especially to some of the HBCUs and studying over the years.
Back in the day before the embargo. Mm-hmm. But the embargo, I mean, they've been doing exchange and doing business with the Cuban government, if you're predominantly white institution, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. for years. But they haven't included HBCUs. Until
the president lifted this. Wow.
Yeah, until now. Wow. So it's going on now. It's still going on till they'll be back Wednesday.
And how many presidents were down there?
I think it's 10.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
That's 10. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. And then, so now you've had a number of trips to there. Have you seen changes since we were there in January to May? Are you seeing some incremental changes there?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, do they recognize you? They say, Senor Hoyner. No? Okay.
Wait a minute. Whoa. I just realized something. You landed in Oklahoma City. You landed in Oklahoma City.
Sunday night. Not last night.
Then you're the jinx.
Really?
You jinx Oklahoma City.
Really? It's me?
It just dawned on me.
I know it did, and I was just going to go past that, but it's me.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll take it. Okay, Tom.